You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Some few quick ones, mainly special teamers. Corey Valentine is back. Tyler Davis is back. Christian Welch is back. Obviously, like I said, mostly special teams guys, mostly depth guys, but I think very good to have those guys back. Tyler Davis, obviously the big one coming off of the ACL. I imagine we'll also still get some snaps on offense, but we all know who the starting tight ends are.
I think he's a really interesting TE3 too. Like Josiah DeGuara, we'll see. He's one of the players that I feel like I've heard literally zero about this entire free agency. No idea what the interest is, and you know if he's would also take a cheap discount to come back to Green Bay, because you know the Packers front office really liked him, but kind of a weird like hybrid like H-back fullback kind of player that I don't know what the market is there, but I loved the Tyler Davis story, you know, the gruesome injury, getting to kind of be a coach all season and stay on the sidelines and be with the team, like a very good tight end three, even just from like a football IQ standpoint. Like, you know, he's not going to be necessarily competing for snaps with Kraft and Musgrave, but a very good locker room person to have. And I think a reliable option if, you know, if needed, but not thinking he's going to like you said, he's not going to go out there and get like 20 snaps a game.
No, but I think like great to have him back. And like you said, it's someone they like, I think just like clearly value. And, you know, he was their top special teamer. And I don't know, special teams kind of was like without him. So, you know, maybe there's something there. Okay. Before we wrap, there was some new, I mean, we got breaking news on the show. So I'm not sure if this was supposed to be the big news for the show. And we got one up by Tom Pelissero, but there was some buzz this evening that there is mutual interest between the Packers and Micah Hyde, former Green Bay Packer,
who's on the team. For those of you that lived under a rock and do not recall,
that, you know, they're in talks potentially to have Micah Hyde come back. Quick recap, he was on the Packers from 2013 to 2016. He was obviously drafted. And then he's been on the Buffalo Bills ever since. It's an interesting one because as the Packers look to get younger, Micah Hyde is obviously a little bit of an anomaly in this situation because he is 33. But he has been playing so well. Like, he has not hit that drop off. He, you know, he missed a lot of time in 2022, but he was a second team all pro in 2021, did not miss a single game, played 14 games in 2023, still had a fantastic season in 2023. I mean, the Bills simply are letting players go because they are just so strapped for cash. I mean, they have no cap space. You know, he still had two interceptions, 7 passes defensed, 54 tackles. So a tackle for a loss. I mean, Micah Hyde can still play even at his ripe old age of 33. So I know Packers fans would really love a reunion, and it would maybe be a little balm for the sting that has been this week. But curious your thoughts on him coming in as what would be like, you know, a tandem to a Xavier McKinney.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I guess I'm like trying not to think about it until it's reported by people that are a little more maybe in the know. Like I'm having a hard time like seeing the confirmed interest, or like I'm not doubting that it's potentially there, but it would be really interesting, right? Too, because it was a Ted Thompson pickup and Goody is the new GM, and you know, he was on the staff for that, but I don't know. It just feels like with the way that the Packers are trying to get so young, and he would be great in the locker room. He can still play. I think he'd be like your ideal sub package kind of safety, even though I think he could be more than that. But where I think he'd be really interesting is like kind of how they used Morgan Burnett towards the end of his career, and where we saw him in Cleveland, where he played like the hybrid box safety. And I don't know if, you know, Micah would be interested in doing that, but he has such a really good middle of his career, and he can still play ball, still such a knowledgeable player that, you know, he would make such an impact on the defense just from a brain perspective as well as a talent perspective. So it would be amazing. It would be so fun to have him back, but I don't know. I remain skeptical of everything until it happens.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I saw it trending, so thought we would have some fun with some free agency speculation. And there are a lot of safeties still available. Mm-hmm. A few names that you and I have thrown out there, Cameron Curl also being one of them. Isaiah Simmons is still available. Justin Simmons is still available. So the Packers could still make a few moves if they wanted to. They also still have the cash. We'll definitely be curious to hear what the AJ Dillon contract is when it comes out. But overall, as we wrap, this was a crazy week. I don't think the Packers have ever been this involved. How are you feeling about their moves that they made and the additions?
So I think it's really hard just at this very moment to say that the offense got better, because you're kind of swapping Josh Jacobs for Aaron Jones, and that's kind of like a TBD, like 2C, and they lost John Runyon Jr., obviously, who was one of their starters, so maybe they feel really good about Sean Ryan. Maybe they're going to take someone to be their starter in the draft. So like, I think the offense, you could say, is like kind of a wash at this point. Didn't really get worse, didn't necessarily get better, got younger, but the defense got better. Even with their losses, the defense got significantly better just by having the kind of safety that they acquired. So that's where it gets really exciting, is the arrow we thought was pointing up towards the end of the season. You get a new defensive coordinator. You've got an abundance of riches in the draft to go and get however many guys you want. The offense was by nature just ascending because they were playing really good football towards the end of the season. So I'm not worried about the offense. And mm-hmm. I'm feeling significantly better about the defense than I would have if maybe they took, like, I don't know, Jordan Whitehead and said, let's go get our guy in the draft. And that's no disrespect to Jordan Whitehead. It's just it's kind of what I expected them to do, was take like one or two of the middle level safeties and then see what happens. But they went out and got the absolute cream of the crop, best player available. And just by nature of doing that, really, really exciting. So yeah, I think the Packers definitely got better this week.
Yeah, I agree. I think like for me, anything on offense was kind of like, sure. Like mm-hmm. it just didn't feel like a priority. And this move is really an interesting one. I think you said it perfectly. It's really a remain to be seen. I it didn't feel necessary per se. I would have been fine if they had left things as is. So I'm really curious. I think Josh Jacobs is going to bring a really interesting element to the offense, and I have full confidence in Matt LaFleur to use him in a really creative way. So excited for that. To adding, yes?
The AJ Dillon stuff is being released. The Packers used a very rare 4-year qualifying offer to keep him around, and it's basically it's like a vet salary benefit, and it can be offered to a player who has at least 4 credited seasons whose contract with a team has expired after being on said team for 4 or more consecutive uninterrupted league years prior to their contract expiring.
What?
So it looks like it's like, it doesn't look like it's going to be a lot of money, is what I've gathered.
I just saw a 1-year deal worth up to $1.35 million more than the minimum. So it's vet min plus an extra like $1.3 mil. Solid deal from Green Bay shows either Dillon wanted to stay or his market didn't go as expected. So basically what we just discussed.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. There you have it.
Qualifying offer. I'm like, that sounds like a baseball term. What are we in the MLB?
They are letting Russ Ball cook.
Russ Ball is pitching a shutout.